is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Show 13. Not unlucky for some, but certainly it's the bastard edition. Hello and welcome to Show 13 of Radio Clash. This is quite an unusual edition. This is a special Bastard edition. I went to Bastard last night and I've recorded some interviews with DJ Lumpy, who was headlining, or not headlining, but he's playing, and also Don, otherwise known as Blow Up Doll or Chicks Dig Scars or Dongola or many, many other aliases. So, I think firstly we've got some news. Unfortunately, it's a bit like a a funeral wake, but Culture Deluxe is no more. And what happened is I think it's to do with the host they're on, because they wouldn't allow MP3s. So if anyone ever wants to use a host called Fast Hosts for podcasting, I wouldn't recommend it, because they only like streaming content and they don't like MP3s. So I'm going to play a song for tribute for Richie, who runs Culture Deluxe. It also took down Gaibo as well, but that's Gaibo.org, one of the message boards. But that's gone back up. I think Richie's licking his wounds and actually probably redoing Culture Deluxe. So I say that's a shame. And the other bit of news, which I don't think you probably get in time tonight, but it's on the message, it's on the blog, is that the Who Boys has been cancelled. Oh god, doom gloom. The venue just folded, just got closed down just before that they were supposed to play. They found out like a couple of days before. I've been rushing around trying to find a venue, and it's probably unlikely that I'm going to put this out before tonight. I wanted to, just in case someone could help. But certainly, if you can find them a venue soon, because they're already ready and raring to go, contact them at whoboys.com, because they've got a really good show. Okay, I'm going to play some, I was going to play some KLF for you now.
Thank you.
That was Burn the Bastards by the KLF, Gems Have a Party, and there's various things in there. And that was played for Richie. That track is actually about when they had to burn, not when they burnt their money, but when they had to burn all their copies of 1987. So saying, burn the bastards, throw another couple on. And I knew Richie would like that, and it seemed appropriate. And I hope you have a new site up soon. As I say, the knock-on effect is I've actually taken off the MP3s off Instamatic. In fact, Mutant Pop doesn't host any MP3s at the moment. That was partly a panic because I didn't realise Richie had changed his host to another host. I thought it was on the same host. I'm thinking, oh no, which hunt? So if you're getting any sort of dead links, that's why. But that won't affect any of the podcasts because they're held elsewhere intentionally. So, as I said, I went to Bastard last night. Last night as in Thursday night. I don't know when you're actually going to get this. And it was a great night. A lot of people came out to support Lumpy. I met Mr. Angus Herring. Met quite a few people I haven't seen for a long time. Dog, Filmans, Mark, Fiddler, GHP, people like that. Stop name dropping. But yeah, it was a really good. Good session. And I think it just got way too hot and way too packed, especially when McSleazy was on later on. So I kind of exited outside. And one of the things I did was I did some interviews with Lumpy and Don. What I'll do is I'll play you the Lumpy one now. And he's a really nice bloke. He's just totally insane. I wish I had a camera or wish it wasn't a video podcast, but partly I wish it was because I actually include pictures because unfortunately I didn't have my camera because he's an absolute nutter. He's a nutter, and he's my evil twin, which I will explain. We will explain in the actual thing. So I'm going to place one of his tunes and then go straight into the interview.
I love the fact you play the Coldplay. That went really well. So, what are your plans for the future? Sorry, so it's
fuck, what? Generally. Yes.
Fuck.
Fucking. I predict a lot of fucking in my future. Of some description. I haven't really got a clue, mate. Make it up as I go along, I guess.
So, I mean, as I said earlier, you work on new tracks and things.
I've not had the time. Since before Christmas, I've only made one new track, which is one that I'm not 100% certain on. You know, I need to get back into the swing of things again.
So you didn't play that tonight?
No, I didn't. Brought it with me, but decided it wasn't up to muster.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time. I play tracks and think, I make tracks and think, CD, and I'm like, not sure about this one, so I'll leave it.
Considering how everyone sort of stopped dead when the drum and bassy stuff came on, I wish I'd actually played it, perhaps, rather than the drum and bass stuff.
Well, it seems like the whole peak was the whole Coldplay. The Coldplay worked really well.
Originally, the Coldplay was going to be the penultimate track with the I Could Have Danced All Night thing being my outro. But when one of my tracks skipped, it kind of, because of the way I play, it eradicated a third of my entire set. So I had to wing it in places, which was awkward.
It worked well, but I mean, it's like you always get technical issues, and you always get things which work and which don't work. But it's... it's one of these things where you had so many people dancing. I think someone was saying, Angus was saying to me, how so many people dancing.
Yeah.
Really early on in Bastard, which works really, that's unusual.
Well, I figure you've come all this way, may as well give you a workout. pile off the pounds.
You did hit
Shake Up and Dance with Mad Lumpy.
I didn't notice you hit them quite hard, quite early on.
Well, again, it was supposed to build up gradually, but that crucial portion again went AWOL, so arse.
So that gradual build-up didn't happen because of the CD players. Was that the famous bastard CD player, the really old one?
No, they were dance ones, and you know they were fine. It was my fault. CD that I was using was
I think
it down, chucked it out into the crowd, brought in the next track, which thankfully is one that I'm really happy with, and seemed to turn a few heads.
Are you like me? Do you have like emergency CDs? You have like emergency track that you always like burn these CDs that like
I always make sure I've got at least one spare of what I'm using just in case there's something seriously wrong. And tonight was an important night for me, so I actually made sure I'd got extra ones burnt on different brands of CD just in case.
Just in case.
I know how fickle some CD players can be.
So when are you next doing another Bastard? The Western Bastard?
No date yet, but I'd like to do one in March.
Be cool. That would be very cool. I would definitely try and be there.
Oh, look forward to seeing you, mate. Mi casa es su casa.
Yes, well, I mean, I meant to make it in December, but it didn't happen, so...
Well, no, it totally didn't happen.
I know, but various reasons. I'm probably going to afford it anyway, because lack of work and other things you mentioned earlier.
Oh, fair enough.
But what do you think? I mean, have you played Bastard before?
No, first time. And this is the only the second time I've actually been here.
So what do you think?
I'd like another go.
I think you did very, very... Having seen quite a few people, you know, like that first set, like Hideous Will Invention and people like that, I think you did really, really well for your first go.
Thank you very much.
I think you had certainly a hardcore of fans, but you got them all dancing, and quite a few other people dancing as well. So.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, I noticed there were a few people in suits there, pogoing, which is quite nice. Also, there were a couple sat in the corner that just grinned at me like Cheshire Cats throughout the entire set, which is flattering and yet unnerving.
It's that whole retro thing.
Yeah.
It's that whole kind of...
Just because something's old doesn't mean that it's bad, necessarily.
True. So what do you think about modern house music?
House music bores the shit out of me.
Modern house music?
Any house music, really. I don't do 4-to-the-4 beats. I prefer breaks, simply because of the way I dance. I like to flail.
Flail
as opposed to jog.
Do you do the big fish, little fish, or do the point at various places?
Well, if you have a camera phone, I will give you a demonstration.
Unfortunately, I don't. So I was doing the big fish, little fish. I hope you appreciate that. The box thing as well. Box.
Oh, you were there for me, man. Appreciate it.
But yeah, it was a good gig, and I hope to check you out sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
And I think this is probably Radio Clash signing off.
Well, good night, Noel. Sleep tight, careful on the roads, and don't trust dogs with orange eyebrows.
Oh, and I've forgotten to say, Lumpy is my twin.
Yes, we are evil twins.
We are twins, yes.
Normally there's a good twin and an evil twin. Unfortunately, there was a bit of a cock-up in the splicing department. Both got the evil gene. And so now we're off to Annex Poland. Good night.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye.
Try to swim against. Put me
that was High State of Timekeeping by Lumpy, and also Walk the Sponge by Lumpy, which introed the interview, and Interview with the Great Man Himself, which is, sorry about the noise, I kind of like it was a bit too close to the club, and the next interview with Don is a lot more better, moved a bit further away, but it's one of these things, you just don't hear the bass noises when you're actually recording. So I say we're going to play a track by Don, by under his Blow Up guys, and then we're going to go into that interview as well. Let's have a bit of a time check, just in case. Just checking time for 20 minutes. So what I'll do is, shall I play another track? I know what. I'm going to drop a track by Essex Boy, and then I'll play, which is a great track called "I Found Love in Not War," which is a mix of Moby and PE. Make love not. Is it make love not war, or is it fuck not war? I can't remember. I Found Love in by the Zoom Band. I'll play that now, and then what I'll do is I'll go straight into the track by Blow Up, and then I'll be the interview with Don afterwards. So I'll see you shortly.
Just gonna drop this on one of those Moby beats. This is Chuck D. Check it out. Here we go. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now. Fingers in the air like you really give a damn. Peace sign up, let me hear you say yeah. Power to the people, put your hands in the air. Peace sign high like you really do care. Fingers in the air like you really give a damn. Peace sign up, let me hear you say yeah. Power to the people, put your hands in the air. Peace sign high like you really do care. Come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright, now. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now.
Rather be sitting just for getting it. Power to the people, not the government. Capitalists, communists, and terrorists. Swear to God, I don't know the difference. Making new slaves out of immigrants. Wanna know where all the money went. Know the trigger's ripped by the government. Hear the ball go. Sent by the president. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now.
Tell the leaders, they gotta feed us. Grand Theft Auto, gonna bleed us. New world order, doesn't need us. Call for peace, better heat us. Dictators, human haters. Hand on the bomb, masturbators. Finger on the button, infiltrators. Make love, fuck, world peace will save us. Come on,
put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all.
Hey yo, check 1, 2.
Bring
I want down. Everybody to put this sign up in the air. If y'all want this for
bring
everybody around the world, if you want this
come
for
on.
Yourself, everybody put
bring
this sign high up in the air.
Come
and
come
everybody
on.
Tell me what the
bring
sign means. 1, 2.
Come on.
Beat.
Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all. Come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now. All right, now, come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now, come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, now, come on, put your hands in the air, y'all. All right, y'all, come on, put your
put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright now, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright, y'all, come on. Put your hands in the air, y'all. Alright now.
You're listening to Radio Flash.
This is Radio Flash
on Pirate Satellite.
about you.
Yeah, me.
This is the Church of Don.
This Church of Don, absolutely.
So, how are you finding it, DJing at Button Down Disco?
It's fucking great, because I play all the songs I like, and it's full of 17-year-old girls who are absolutely loving it, and basically, that's just fucking wicked.
So, who's the best bootlegger?
I'm the best bootlegger, and I'm also the best remixer, and I'm also the best at everything that I've never tried before. By definition of it being me that's doing it.
So whatever you try, if you tried your hand at bricklaying, you'd be the best.
I'd be the fucking best bricklayer. I am automatically the best at fucking everything.
So what music are you working music at the moment?
I don't have a lot of time to make music. There's bits and pieces I'm doing. Me and my mate Mike are doing a cover of Just Can't Get Enough.
Cool.
Soon, because we need to do more cover versions. But yeah, it like Button Down takes up a lot of my time because it's every week. And
I have plugged it many times on Radio Flash. Usually, if I do a show on the Sunday afterwards, it's like I spend all the time going, here's the next track. I'm not very awake. Click.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the result.
It's much more like my DJing philosophy. It's how many rum and cokes have I had, so therefore, how many different ways are there to play Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode? Or Dream. See, I think those DJ rules about not playing a song twice. No, fuck it. No, absolutely. Play a song five times.
I'll hear that all the time. Like early in the night, you'll play a song and then I'll hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, just keep playing it. Just like, basically, keep playing it and get a bigger cheer every time. Until you can't play it anymore.
You're gonna drill it into their consciousness. Like, you will like this track.
I think if you're playing obscure music, you need to do that. You need to sort of go like, basically, this like Punjabi version of I Want You Back, I'm gonna play it five times a night until you think it's the proper version, and then it's gonna be an anthem. It's making anthems out of songs that no one's ever heard before, and that's the genius. That's very wise.
So where do you think Button Down Disco is going to go next?
It's going to go it's definitely going to go to a bigger venue next. Like Infinity is unfortunately because very very nice people, but Infinity is getting knocked down for Royal Bank of Scotland or something like that. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And so we're looking at Infinity. People that are in Infinity are going to buy a bigger venue, so we're either going to move with them or possibly move to the end or another venue sort of between 300 and 500 capacity, and I think that's where to go, and then onto that, compilation albums and Tea and Biscuits with the Queen.
The whole Cash Point thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Trash to your CD, but, Cash Point to a CD.
Exactly. I think that
would be so cool.
CD.
Yeah. Because a lot of the acts that you actually promote would actually get out. I don't know whether you get permission for Bugsy Malone, though.
A lot of the acts we promote are dead. But I think there's a place in modern indie for ragtime music. And that place is Button Down Disco, so if we can play ragtime
and Hindi music,
yeah, exactly,
and hardcore versions of Zorba the Greek,
exactly, what you wouldn't be doing is mixing rave and ragtime and
Greek music
and just like, you know, genre boundaries are fucking dying. They're dying.
I've already suggested the Who Boys that they do like a Turkish drum and bass album after listening to a kebab shop music.
I think that, yeah, oh fuck yeah, honestly, like, yeah, you're going to kebab shops in like Tottenham and mate, the music you hear is fucking cutting edge of cutting edge. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's looking and going like, yeah, alter ego, fucking blah blah blah. It's like bollocks. What you wouldn't be doing is going to fucking kebab shops or like those little ethnic supermarkets and they've got CDs. It's all made by their mates.
Yeah.
And that's where it's fucking at. That is where the future music is at. Definitely. And I think it's all danceable, whether it's like Mary Poppins or it's some obscure Turkish.
A Spoonful of Sugar is a classic track. That needs
a
drum and bass workover.
Let's Go Fly a Kite, to me, it's the fucking pinnacle of clubbing. It is the ultimate in like, yeah, let's fucking go fly a kite. Pinnacle of the movie, do you know what I mean? Because it's basically the moment when the dad becomes a human being.
Yeah.
You know, it's anthemic. The same way that in Bugsy Malone, Give a Little Love. It's the anthemic. Everyone comes together. Like, you know, the gangs put aside their differences and they go, we could have been anything, you know, and it's not too fucking late.
So what are your biggest picks? This is a really nasty question. What are your biggest picks at the moment? Like three tracks you really love?
If I was going to do three tracks at the moment, it'd be Shirley Ellis, probably the clapping song, but also the Anita Harris version. They're all fucking good, the clapping song.
What about
song.
The Bellstars version?
I've not heard the Bellstars version. But I've heard of it, but... Shirley Ellis, Anita Harris, all fucking good. Everything by Shirley Ellis is good. The track that just, I think, gets people dancing and has exactly the right fucking philosophy to pop music, KLF, Whitney Joins the Jams.
Yeah, that was good.
But not only does it sample Whitney's best song, I Wanna Dance the Body, which, plus point, it samples the Shaft theme tune, fucking great, Mission Impossible, blah, blah, blah. It's great. But the fucking cheek of it, the cheek, they're like, they sample Whitney. But then, like, they don't just sample Whitney. Yeah, they fucking announce it. They have this whole Whitney Houston will never join the jams. Oh, look, fucking Whitney Houston joins the jams. It's throwing the samples in such a fucking, oh, we're just going to fucking do it. And then we're even going to make up a little story about how we've persuaded her to join the, like, the KLF. It's just, honestly, it's fucking wicked. It's so handsome, yeah. It's on, oh. And then, yeah, I suppose I'll have to finish with Post Malone and give a little love. Because I think if there's a maxim to live by, you know, much as, like, you know, I think, you know, you make enemies on long life. The little couplet at the end that goes on and on, you give a little love, it all comes back to you. You're going to be remembered for the things you say and do. And it's fucking true. At the end of the day, you're going to be remembered exactly for how you've behaved and treated other people.
You always remember for your actions rather than your words.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's what I like about that track. And I always remember the bit in the movie. Me and my friends used to always love that movie. They all got, like, pie in their faces.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We could have been anything that we wanted to be, and it's not too late to change. I'd be delighted to give it some thought. Maybe you'll agree that we really aren't 2, 3, 4. We could have been anything that we wanted to be. Yes, that decision is ours. It's been decided where we could divide it. Love, friendship, double up our powers. We could have been anything that we wanted to be, and I'm not saying we should. But if we tried it, we'd learn to abide it. We could be the best at being good guys. Flowers of the earth, who can even guess how much a real friend is worth? Good guys, shake an open hand. Maybe we'll be trusting if we try to understand. No doubt about it, it must be worthwhile. Good friends do tend to make you smile. We could have been anything that we wanted to be. Yes, that decision was ours. It's been deciding where we could divide in. Let friendship double up our powers. You give a little love and it all comes back to you. You know you're gonna be remembered for the things that you say and do. You give a little love and it all comes back to you. You're gonna be remembered for the things that you say. Give a little love and it all.
That's You Give a Little Love, from, of course, from the Bugsy Malone soundtrack, which it ends, by Paul Williams. Classic track, and they play it quite often at Button Down Disco, which is at every Saturday. It's gone weekly now. It's at the Infinity, which is Mayfair in Old Burlington Street. It sounds like it might not be for very much longer, because they're obviously closing the club down. But they used to actually change the venue every month, so it will go on. It will go on. The show will go on. I know it will. Has before. They've gone from, what was it, 2 years now? Year, 2 years? Long, well, a year in that venue. So thanks to Don. Thanks to Lumpy for the interviews. I'm still recovering. I got very, very, very drunk. And you probably can tell some of the people I interviewed might have been slightly worse for wear, but I couldn't possibly comment. But it was a really good night. And thanks to everyone I interviewed. And it's a special episode of Radio Clash, so there's no history of mashups this week. One this week, the show. There will be one soon, and there will be another show soon. As I said, this was a Bastard special edition. You can go to the blog to find out the show notes, which is http://www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. That's www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. And my email address is radioclash@mutantpop.net. I love feedback, and I will see you soon. I hope you enjoyed the show, and as I say, I'm not playing out. That was the player. I will speak to you soon. Okay, bye.